I appreciate what they need, probably, I don't know, maybe more than most, at least I don't know, that's the way I look at it. I've always looked at myself as just ordinary. I've never viewed myself as anything special. And when I think about the church, and I think about what they need, and I think about many of the words that Matthew just had for us, you know, you think about the idea of us all being in this together. You know, really just trying to give it the best we can together. Trying to follow God's word together. And something that's always struck me about the church is what diverse backgrounds we come from. We look at our livelihoods, how we make a living, and yet how do we all end up in this one little spot here at Sandyville? We've got teachers, you know, we've got construction people, sales people, technology people, you know, real estate. I mean, we've got people farming, we've got people from all different walks of life. And we all come together with the common goal of trying to make it to heaven. And I just appreciate what they do so much, because we really get to see the diversity of the church, but also the strength and the unity of the church, of us trying to walk step in step, listening to the voice of the Lord. I certainly think of Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and following. It says, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For all are one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Talk about a diverse group. Slave, free, male, female, all from different walks of life, all coming together trying to follow Jesus Christ and do the things that God would want us to do. You know, it sounds simple, but we all know that it's not the easiest life. I think of Galatians chapter 1, if you just go back just a few chapters there to chapter 1, Paul says in chapter 1 verse 10, he says, "For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I still please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ." When I look around and I see all of us, variety of backgrounds, a variety of occupations, a variety of stories, all of us have a story. Each one takes a little bit different turns and a little different places. But we're all trying to end up in that same spot and trying to get on that straight and narrow path. Some of us had a lot of twists and turns before we got on that straight and narrow path. Some of us were on the straight and narrow path and we jumped off and then we understood we needed to get back on. But a group of people, a diverse people that are trying to follow God's word, and as Matthew said, not compromise. You know, when I think of people becoming New Testament Christians, I think so many times that's where we see so many compromises come into play. I think of Jude. We've looked at Jude a lot this month. And Jude, as we looked through it, we saw this idea of false teachers. And perhaps there's more false teaching around how somebody becomes a Christian than any other thing in Christianity. And I think that there's no mistake. When you think about it from the devil's perspective, I don't think it's a mistake that there's more debate, more discussion, more false teaching around salvation than any other topic. Because Satan wants to keep people away from the church. Satan doesn't want people to become New Testament Christians and be added to the church, be added to this diverse group that's trying to follow Christ and do what God wants them to do. There's so many false teachers out there. I remember in Jude verse 11, we talked about three groups of false teachers that try to distort the way of becoming a New Testament Christian and being added to the church. In Jude, the 11th verse, it says, "Woe to them," talking about the false teachers. It says, "For they have gone in the way of Cain, have run greedily in the error of Balaam for profit, and have perished in the rebellion of Korah." There are three stories there, and in those three stories, or three accounts, we have three groups of people that try to distort the ways of God and try to get us to compromise. If we remember Cain, there's some false teachers of the way of Cain. What did Cain do? He offered a sacrifice to God that God did not ask for. In other words, Cain says, "I'm going to do what I want to do." And there's many people in the religious world that do that when it comes to salvation. "I'm going to do what I want to do, to become a New Testament Christian. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. And we see that Abel's sacrifice was accepted by God because it was by faith, Hebrews chapter 11, but Cain's was not respected because it was not what God asked for. Sometimes people just plainly do what they want to do and not what God wants them to do. You know, there's some people that do compromise with the world. You look at Balaam and Balaam's situation that we can read about in Numbers, but Balaam, he was, when we look at the situation, we analyze it, he was really trying to negotiate. He was really trying to compromise, and he was really trying to do things that were not right. And God tried to work on Balaam quite a bit. But there's some people out there that get swayed by the world. They will not become New Testament Christians because of what the world says and what they have to give up to become a New Testament Christian. There are some that go that way. You know, there's some people that are like Korah. Korah was in the wilderness there with Moses, and he decided he was going to start an uprising against Moses. He thought he would start some grumbling, some complaining, and then it built into a rebellion against Moses and Aaron. And that rebellion was struck down. Some people, they just have to be number one. The thing about Christianity, we realize, to be the servant that God wants us to be, Christ takes the front seat and everybody else is in the back. And we're all riding together, trying to help each other along the way. You know, we can think about compromise. Certainly, Nancy brought that up. And I think about that. A lot of people will compromise when it comes to becoming a New Testament Christian, and they'll do things that aren't in the Bible, not what God asked them to do. I think there's a reason that there is so much discussion about baptism, because baptism is that point where we are added to the church, our sins are forgiven, we're in Christ where all spiritual blessings are. There is a reason that there is so much discussion around baptism, because Satan's trying to keep people away from that. We understand baptism is not the only thing. We understand we have to hear, believe, repent, confess, be baptized, and live a faithful life. But there's a reason there's so much cloudiness around baptism, because Satan wants it cloudy. He wants the confusion. He wants people to do what they want to do. He wants people to compromise with the world and compromise for profit. He wants people to rebel and say, no, I'm going to do it my way. And unfortunately, that'll keep a lot out of heaven. Perhaps you need to become a New Testament Christian this evening. You just want to do what God wants you to do, what God says. You know, we think about that. Maybe you need to become a New Testament Christian. Maybe you need the prayers of the church. We'd love to help you in any way we can this evening if you come as we stand and as we sing.